Well, today we met on Zoom again, as we are still in lockdown. And we continued to break into groups, trying to have a space to share stories about how we've seen God at work over the last 6 months. Our mission is to make disciples that intentionally live out the whole of the gospel story with a global vision and kingdom perspective. And one of the ways I think we encourage one another to live out the whole of the gospel story with a global vision and a kingdom perspective is to spend time reflecting and stopping and sharing stories about what God's Spirit has been doing amongst us instead of just rushing on to the next thing. So that's what we did today. If you missed it, feel free to work through these questions yourself. If you want to share your stories, let me know. I'd love to hear them as well. Today we first spent some time breaking up into groups and thinking about relationships. And so thinking about in what ways have we been able to connect with people in our church community? What's been good? What's been hard? How are we going growing our relationships with one another? I think that's a particularly relevant question with all these lockdowns. Obviously, that's a challenge. So how can we continue to love one another and encourage one another? And then broader, we also wanted to talk about in what ways have you been able to connect and build relationships with other people, with family, friends, neighbours? Do you have a neighbourhood story? We spent a lot of time thinking about our neighbours and encouraging, we've been trying to encourage one another to get to know our neighbours more. So is there a story of God's activity or presence that has made a positive impact in the life of your neighborhood over the last 6 months? As a church, we had our street party back in March. So that was one way of trying to create positive change in our community. But maybe you did something in your neighborhood that you'd like to reflect on and share. Then we broke into groups and discussed both evangelism and justice. So we brought these things together. And so we had an opportunity to think about the conversations we've had over the last 6 months. Have we had conversations where we have been able to speak about Jesus to others? And what was that like? Or maybe we've engaged with some justice actions over the last 6 months as a church. We encouraged you to sign an advocacy card at Easter calling companies to pay their workers a fair wage. And we've got involved in reconciliation a little bit more. But you might have been involved in other stuff as well. So when you think about the last 6 months, when have you gotten to speak words of good news, words that point to Jesus? And when have you had an opportunity to demonstrate, to show what it looks like when we live under the kingdom of God? My prayer for us this year is that God's Spirit would renew us. And so I encourage you to keep praying for our community. Pray for God to speak to us as we begin our preaching series in the letter to the Galatians in term 3. Pray for our church to depend and seek God more. Pray for our home groups that they will continue to grow our relationships and that new people would feel welcomed in our community. Pray for the group running in term 3, exploring questions people have about Christianity. Pray that those who participate might encounter Christ for themselves. Pray for the organizations with whom we partner, like Baptist World Aid, Global Interaction, MICA, Common Grace, that they'd be able to strengthen and empower some of the most vulnerable communities in our world. Pray for our youth group Reset and the youth group leaders as they prepare for another term. Pray for the Holy Spirit to transform and renew our church community. I encourage you to stop and to spend time in prayer for these things. The last thing we thought about was, again, around this theme of renewing. Where have you seen God renewing us as a church, or maybe you individually over the last 6 months? Can you describe a positive change that has happened? It could be a small step of faith that the leadership team or ministry team you're part of took. It could be an area that the congregation repented of and chose to seek God in. It could be a risky step that we've taken as a congregation that we can remember. We could also think about the future. As you think about the next 6 months, what would you want God to do? How do you think God might be renewing us? Or what might you long for God to renew in us, both as a community, as an individual, and as an individual? Again, I encourage you to commit this to God, because we want to be a church that is open to God's Spirit. We believe a new season is coming to Seaforth Baptist, and we are praying into that. We see a church that has new people becoming part of our community. We see life-giving habits taking root. We see a church scattering the gospel in word and action all over the place. May God bless you, and may you abide in God's grace as you seek to be a disciple of Jesus this week. Amen.